listening to Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
Welcome back to Dishing It Up. The thing about trends is if you wait about 20 or 25 years, they come right back around. So I'm thinking right now about bell-bottom jeans are back, macrame is back, club sandwiches are back in the restaurants, the vintage cocktails are back in the bars. And there's something that is absolutely stunningly beautiful that was very popular about 25 years ago, and it is back, and that is bonsai. And I found a kit in a hobby store for four different trees, and I bought it, and I quickly realized that I need help. And guess what? We have help in the valley. We have the Phoenix Bonsai Society, and I'm talking with the president, Ernie Hassan, right now. I'm so glad that there's a Phoenix Bonsai Society.
Yeah, me too.
Ernie, what is bonsai?
Well, the literal translation of bonsai is potted in a tray or planted in a tray. It extends back to the Ming Dynasty. A lot of the shoguns and the emperors, they couldn't actually go out and hang with the common folk. So they wanted to bring the beauty into the palace, so they started growing things that typically grow on mountainsides and other secluded areas, and they started growing them in trays so they could enjoy what that would feel like if they were out with common people.
That is fascinating. So there's no such thing as a bonsai tree. It's actually the method of pruning it, right?
It is a method of cultivation, and you can use a lot of different materials. Ideally, we want to look for something that has a small leaf and a single leaf, not a compound leaf. Are usually the better candidates.
And so what materials do we need if we're interested in doing this ourselves? What are some of the materials that you absolutely have to have?
Well, like any other art, the bar is raised the more you get involved. But for beginners, a good material to start with is a ficus. It's very forgiving, grows very fast, easy to train. The Chinese elms are another good material. Bougainvillea, very good. Even the torch glows are very attractive. Texas sage here in the valley are very good. So there's a variety of things you can use.
Now, Ernie, the people that I talk to about bonsai, you know, you can get very technical and you can get really seriously into it, but it's about enjoying it. It's about keeping it simple. It's
right.
About having fun.
Right.
And so tell me, who would be a perfect person to do something like this?
Well, I have found in my 20 plus years of doing bonsai that it transcends all demographics and different backgrounds. There are folks who have stressful leads, stressful lives, and are professionals, and they seem to find or migrate to the art of bonsai for relaxation and therapy.
And it really is an art. It's not gardening. It really truly is an art.
Well, it's all the above.
Yeah.
You know, because the more you learn, the more you find out you didn't know. And the more that your thirst to want to strive for excellence and be a better artist, the more you develop your own comfort zone.
Exactly. And the nice thing about bonsai is that you can raise them inside the house or outdoors on the patio, even here in Arizona. There's a lot of information online. The Phoenix Bonsai Society has a ton of information. I don't know if I made the mistake, but I made the mistake of growing these from seedlings with nothing. And I waited and I waited and I waited. You have to have a little patience if you're going to do it from the seeds. It's exciting when it comes off the soil and then you can nurture it. But Ernie, for beginners, do you suggest that they actually buy a little tree and then start from there or do the seedlings?
I guess this depends on what inspires you the most. Some people want to experience the joy of something coming up out of the ground. Others want this, you know, this instant gratification. And there's ways to do that as well. But the one trait that you touched on, and it's kind of, I guess you could say it's kind of intrinsic, is your patience.
Yes.
So even though you're sitting there waiting with bated breath and you're seeing your seed coming up, I don't know how long it took for that to happen, but that same amount of patience could be rewarded in a number of different ways, and it doesn't have to be a little 2-inch or 3-inch liner. You could have used that same amount of time and been just thrilled to have something that was developed, and 6 months later is just a totally different tree.
Well, it's just a remarkable art and a wonderful hobby, and I encourage you to look into it. Ernie, wish me luck. I've got 4 containers of seedlings that I plan on bonsaiing, and I also want to learn more about the membership, because I think you guys really know what you're doing. Tell me about the members. Tell me about the society.
It expands all demographics. We have older people. We have seniors. We have middle-aged people. We have the kids. So everyone's having fun with it. We have a invaluable library of materials, books out of print, which really actually to the member offers a wealth of knowledge that they don't have to go out and try to foot out of their pocket.
Absolutely. That's awesome. We're talking with Ernie Hassan. He is the president of the Phoenix Bonsai Society. It's in Phoenix, of course. And Ernie, give me the website where we can find out more information.
It's www.phoenixbonsai.com.
Very good. Thank you, Ernie. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you do as well. And we meet at the Valley Garden Center on first Wednesday and third Wednesday of the month, September through May.
Perfect.
Yes.
I'll be there.
All right. Fantastic.
Thanks,
love to
Ernie.
Have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I always love sharing hometown heroes with you, and boy, have I got one today. I want to introduce you to a beautiful lady, Louisa Chacron in Scottsdale, and she has a sanctuary for dogs, and it's called Forever Loved Pet Sanctuary. Louisa, how do you do what you do? Tell us what you do, first of all.
Well, we focus on rescuing the senior dogs that have either become overlooked or are just unwanted, unfortunately, in our valley.
And did you always have a heart for dogs? And tell me a little bit about how you came across this idea.
What's kind of interesting, I did not grow up with pets. My mom claimed she was allergic. And then really, as I got older and I had a home of my own, I was so excited to adopt a cat, adopted 2 cats, adopted dogs. And then I volunteered at another local, larger rescue and just sort of fell in love.
Well, you've created the most beautiful environment for these doggies. They've got couches. They've got cushy chairs.
Yes.
They've got toys. They are beautiful. And so tell me what your goal is in rescuing these beautiful dogs. What do you want the outcome to be?
It really is to find them a second chance. You know, they are all 7 years or older. And whether they've become discarded or their owners pass away, we find a lot of that. Owners pass away, families don't know what to do. The goal was to give them that second chance. They have so much life left to give.
They do.
Absolutely.
And you're the perfect person to give them that second chance. So what do you need? How can Arizona help you in your beautiful effort to save these beautiful elderly dogs?
You know, we are honestly right now on the verge of hopefully looking at starting or opening a public facility.
Great.
So we're so excited. So really, foster homes. We have an event coming up in the fall in November. Donations, people to attend the event. It's just so exciting. Volunteers, obviously, every day volunteers are needed to walk, to feed, to cuddle, to scoop poop.
Well, and they're going to fall in love with these dogs. They're just precious. They're just beautiful in every way. So tell us where we can reach you online so that folks that have a heart for what you're doing can volunteer and help.
Absolutely. Our website is foreverlovedpets.org. On there, you'll see the dogs that we have available for adoption. You can fill out a volunteer application. You can fill out a foster application. And you can get in contact with myself or our volunteer coordinator, our adoptions coordinator, anybody you need to. We're readily accessible.
Perfect. Louisa, you're a treasure. We love having you in Arizona, and thank you. Thank
Absolutely.
You for the work you're doing.
Thank you for taking the time out to check us out.
Absolutely. These puppies are precious. I love them all. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.